everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, knee-high little waves coming in about 5 seconds with his little 8-second background bump, propping it up a little bit from the east. Light onshore winds are adding a bit of texture, and they're going to be building a little for the afternoon. Now, overall size isn't that great, and because of the short period, it's going to be kind of hard to catch a wave today. Now, for this weekend, on Saturday, we have kind of carryover conditions from Friday, and then on Sunday, it looks like it's going to be about the same, but we're going to have the winds turn more southeast by the afternoon, and it's going to push up just a touch more size, but really not too much. Now, we're going to be looking at needle lucky thigh high for Monday with those continued southeast winds, and a little bit of that last 8-second background bump is going to kind of fade out. Looks like we're going to have shorter wind swell conditions for the midweek and possibly into the later part of the week. We've got a couple little points of interest down in the South Atlantic right now, but it doesn't look like anything that's going to build up anytime soon that's really going to affect us at all. It looks like most of it's just going to kind of head down through the Caribbean if it does manage to develop at all. So we're kind of in the exploratory phase of maybe adding a new cam there at Wabasso. Again, it's in the exploratory phase right now, just trying to make sure we can get internet and everything going down there and work out the location 100%. But if that comes online, probably looking at early October sometime for that new cam. Anyway, I'll be back on Monday to let you guys know what's going to happen for the later part next week. And until then, be sure to check the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everyone, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.